Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, welcome to Crab Diving Live, streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific. Fuck. I really do need to put my Invisalign in like a half hour before and do some talking.
Oh, yeah. Because yeah.
I go through the toothbrushing,
but, you know, man,
shower ritual.
You do 2 hours a day, and I think the listeners are like, that's okay. You don't need to do a two-hour warm-up with the thing every day.
Well, but I'm a professional.
Half hour before, right? Half hour before.
Well, yeah, I should stuff it into my mouth a half hour before and at least talk. I really put it in right before I hit the connect button here. So
can we sponsor?
So I go
that?
Through the opening. I sound, you know, like sometimes I sound like Not Donald Duck, more like Daffy Duck.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Sometimes like, I don't know.
I don't know. I get
fucked up.
I don't think it's that pronounced.
You sound like Rudy.
No, you don't. You know, I think to sound like Rudy, you got to do a lot more than a 30-minute warm-up. You got to do a lot. Get shit-faced, that's number one. Like really
shit-faced. Oh, well,
shit-faced.
You know, I can handle. Oh, no, yeah.
Like Rudy that. Giuliani shit-faced. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. Literally.
Join us on social media during the show at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. We are on the Twitter. We check that one during the show. And then we're always on, not always, but I mean, we have a Facebook page that we put shit up on. And Instagram, kind of.
That's right.
Let's see what's going on in the world. I know a few of the things. It's,
right.
You know, still a little cray out there. Not good with COVID.
Yeah.
It's really not great with COVID.
Can I just say I liked that Nancy fired some people?
No, that's probably the headline.
I fucking love that.
Yep. Over the commie pinko liberal. HuffPo. Pelosi nixes extremists from 1-6 committee. Republicans cut bait. So yeah, Kevin McCarthy has already donned sackcloth and rubbed ash all over himself, and
God,
then
that's so fucking stupid.
Then,
I mean,
then
wait,
rubbed himself in he grabbed some Crisco
but
from Jim Jordan's office and put it all over himself and lit himself on fire.
Jim,
to
we're
self-immolate.
Out of Crisco. We're out of Crisco, Jim.
So he's,
he's hoarding it.
It's like a Sterno there on the Capitol.
Why are the Republicans just so fucked up? I mean, why?
Well, who cares? It's all theater.
Why are
we
having?
We knew that he was going to put lunatics on, and we knew that then Nancy would have to be put into the position of saying, fuck these lunatics.
Right, right.
Then giving Kevin McCarthy
yes.
a chance to, you know, to self-immolate and to and all the rest of them to squeal, look how unfair this is, when they had a bipartisan committee.
Why?
5-5 with subpoena power.
Subpoena.
On the table, and the Republicans scuttled it.
I think that's actually good because I to the
Senate
life,
Republicans.
I
scuttled.
Don't understand why there was a bipartisan committee. I don't even get why you would have that, because the Republicans were in on it. That is so fucking weird. Why we can't like just got to let this theater play out. And we're so fucking, like, we can't even stand up to these insurrectionists. We have to play out this bullshit. They stormed the Capitol. They're the fucking traitors. We know this.
Well,
we
they
know
were,
this.
They were Antifa plants.
That's funny.
Come on, you know they were Antifa plants.
Nancy, I got to ask you something. Why fire just two? Why not fire them all? Name me a Republican that's not an extremist. Name me a Republican that says Biden is the president.
And well, most of them say he's the president.
But they don't have any
There's
power.
There's only a handful of the lunatics that will actually say that Biden's not legitimately president. I mean, in the House.
But
the
they'll
Senate.
Say there's questions about the election and we need to reform fraud. So it's they are saying that, though. I mean, they're playing
both sides. Yeah, they don't care.
Oh, God. They're just so
The
gross.
House Republicans tweeted, "Why is Speaker Pelosi scared of Jim Jordan and Jim Banks?" And Eric Swalwell responded, "She's not. She's just not letting the guys with the gas cans be part of the arson investigation."
Yeah, but yes, agreed. But she had Republicans on that motherfucker, and they're the arsonists, all of them.
That's what we're talking about.
Oh, I know. But she put
Cheney on there.
Yeah, she fired
to give a fuck you to them.
Yeah.
Cheney, we like Cheney right now. I mean, she still is an asshole and has the blood of the Sith Lord running through her veins. But she's a fun. Person to have working with us right now.
Yeah, I guess. It's just weird because it's the party of insurrection and white supremacy. And here we are with a bipartisan committee looking into the insurrection.
Well, not anymore.
Their side. Yeah, thank God.
Not anymore.
Thank God. You should have fired them all, Nancy. Fuck them.
Now it's going to be fun. I mean, now, you know, there's not going to be any kabuki.
Yeah. This is when, I mean.
Well, there'll be Democratic kabuki.
Here's what I feel about Pelosi. This is what she is made for. She is made for this. Go get the insurrectionists. Thank God she's not hamstrung by a bunch of fucking idiot Republicans. Go get those motherfuckers. This is her thing. I can't wait.
Yeah, I mean, I got to think that Pelosi's got the upper hand in this regardless. That because the Democrats can always say, we worked with you and you had a bipartisan commission with everything you wanted. Remember, they gave him everything he wanted.
Which and is then gross.
I think he voted against it or something like that.
Right, which we're getting to the root of the fucking problem. Right. Quit working with these motherfuckers. They fuck you. They fuck you over and over.
But they don't have to really work with them. The Democrats are trying to make themselves look like the sane people.
While the Republicans are like running out the fucking clock.
On infrastructure, we may be talking about that. Yeah. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi rejected two of the Republican leaders' picks for the newly cremated.
Yeah, that's
the newly cremated committee to investigate the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol.
Ooh, let's look into that.
Silence, s'il vous plaît.
We are going to look into this insurrection, guys. I promise. We're going to look into it.
Suggesting they made false statements and taking concerning actions that make them less credible participants in the probe. That's the nice way of saying those motherfuckers are complicit.
They did it. They did it. Who the fuck? You made your supporters want to build a gallows to hang Mike Pence. That is who the Republicans are. They're wackos.
Pelosi said she's rejecting Representative Jim Banks of Indiana, Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio. Those two were among those who voted to overturn the election, by the way, based on the lies that all kinds of fraud were there.
Right.
This is hilarious. With respect for the integrity of the investigation, with an insistence on the truth and with concern about statements made.
Shut it.
And actions taken by these members, I must reject the recommendations of Representatives Banks and Jordan to the Select Committee. The unprecedented nature of January 6th demands this unprecedented decision.
Translation, Jim Jordan, go fuck yourself. And the other guy, I've never heard of you.
Oh, he's a nut job.
Go fuck yourself. Yeah. You're a nobody. You're a nobody. You were named to a committee and then let go. That's who the fuck you are, you wacko, radicalized freak.
McCarthy, who also voted to overturn the election based on the lie, tapped Banks and Jordan for the committee, along with Representatives Troy Nels from Texas, Rodney Davis from Illinois, and Kelly Armstrong from North Dakota, none of which
losers
we've any of us have heard of.
Republican, those are Republicans?
Nels did vote to overturn the election, but Davis and Armstrong did not.
Congratulations, but, Davis and Armstrong.
But you'll notice she said she would appoint the three of them, even the one that voted to overturn it, because he's not as virulent as
that pisses me off.
Those other two assholes.
That is fucked up. Why can't we treat these people? What the Republicans are enemies. As soon as we all come to this decision, we can do something about them.
Within minutes, McCarthy responded that he was pulling all five that he has chosen. He called Pelosi's decision unprecedented. This represents an egregious abuse of power and will irreparably damage this institution.
You little bitch. You organized that fucking shit on January 6th. And when they all came down to get you, you got on the phone to Trump like a little baby. That was Kevin McCarthy. Please, daddy, make him stop, daddy, please. That's who you are, motherfucker.
Unless Speaker Pelosi reverses course and seats all five Republican nominees, Republicans will not be party to their sham process and will instead pursue our own investigation of the facts. Cyber ninjas will be done pretty soon, so maybe you guys can hire them.
He called it a sham process. Guess what? It's just Pelosi. She's going to burn your shit to the fucking ground, motherfucker.
So this means all this means is that the committee will proceed without McCarthy's picks. And Pelosi can now fill the other seats
with adults. Like,
well, yeah, she doesn't have adults. To. She offered them to him. And if he's saying I'm not putting anybody there, then she can say, well, fuck it. I'll pick AOC.
Nancy, why would you offer them those seats to Republicans? Why did she do that? Why? What world do we live in?
Well, they wanted some show of being...
God, it's no one's taking this seriously.
A little bipartisan.
It's not, because the GOP did it. And so to be bipartisan is like saying, this guy that tried to kill me, I'm going to work with this guy to figure out how he doesn't want to try to kill me anymore. It's nuts.
So that's the headline at the HuffPo, is Nancy.
Go get him.
Nancy told Kevin to shove Jim Banks and Jim McCarthy up his cloaca.
The most reasonable Republican is Liz Cheney.
Terrifying, isn't it? Yeah.
They are the party of COVID and death and anti-mask and racism and anti-trans anti-voting. Why are you fucking with them? Do not offer them anything they don't. Why would you offer them anything? A seat at the table to investigate January 6th. That is insane. If you got an R in front of your name, go fuck yourself.
On Twitter, appointing Jim Jordan to the January 6th investigation is like appointing Jim Jordan to investigate sex abuse at Ohio State University. Yeah, exactly.
And what about the victims? I mean, honestly.
Thank you, at WCNICH.
Oh, okay.
Wiknich.
You know, it's just weird. It's kind of a... God, this is going to sound so shitty, but honestly, it is a slap in the face to the people that fucking died on January 6th, put Jim Jordan on that fucking committee. Who the fuck? Why would you do that? He's a joke.
He was a red herring that he knew that Pelosi wouldn't be able to accept, and that then he'd be able to do this.
I'm just putting myself in these things. If I had a family...
It's all drama. It's all kabuki.
It's shit. You know, it's... Man, it's crazy what happened.
Yeah.
Jim Jordan's going to be on the committee.
Well, no.
Well, I mean, he was supposed to be.
Not anymore, but yeah.
So crazy. I that is insane. Good Christ.
Maybe they'll send Gohmert next.
Is Jim Jordan's more... Yeah, I mean, he's on the level of Gohmert. Yeah, it's Kabuki. It's crazy. It's like... Yo! They are so violent. We cannot stand up to them. properly. This is not standing up to them. This is optics and bullshit and placation.
Yeah.
And to the rest of the world, it looks like, hey, it's open season on this fucking country. You can just waltz into the Capitol and a bunch of kabuki goes down. It's crazy.
Drudge Report.
Yay.
Is saying.
Yes.
At this moment. That, it's all COVID.
Woo.
Delta grips the USA.
Oh my God.
God, I saw another.
We're so stupid.
I saw another story that we've got a couple other. Oh, Lambda. The Lambda variant.
Yeah.
Has now been found in a Texas hospital. And the Gamma variant, it says, is sweeping Illinois.
Oh. How exciting for us. Guess ya. You should probably get that vaccine. Yeah,
fucking vaccine.
Have you thought about it?
There's a story. I saw a story. There's some lunatic in I think it's Louisiana, who the guy is like got the COVID bad. He's in hospital. He's like he's probably gonna live.
Yeah.
But they told him you should still get the vaccine. And he still refuses to get the vaccine.
Jesus fucking Christ. Jesus fucking Christ.
It's amazing.
We're just inundated with fucking stupidity.
And then Alabama's trending and was trending earlier because of, I believe it was a nurse or a doctor who wrote about how she's, there was a patient who was didn't believe it existed, believed it was a hoax, all that stuff, got the COVID. And then right as they're getting ready to put her on ventilator where she's not going to be talking anymore, she was begging for the vaccine. And then the nurse or doctor said, it's too late. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And
I'm sorry. It's too late. And that woman died.
Science doesn't work like that. Do people think they can get sick? They're going to get it and then get the vaccine and it goes away.
Or they don't believe it. There's still a lot of people out there.
You believe all this shit.
A complete fucking hoax.
This is what is crazy with religion is people will believe there's Jesus fucking about in the sky, ejaculating goodness or sadness at will, whatever the fuck, mysteriously all over our fucking faces. You believe that, or you're not going to get a shot because you're not worth it. You're holding back. You're holding back. I'm just holding back. I hear that all the time. Have fun taking that ventilator.
Mayo Clinic's doctor, a doctor from Mayo Clinic.
Yeah.
Dr. Gregory Poland of the Mayo is one of the nation's leading experts on vaccines.
Yay.
He says he still wears his mask even when he steps out of his Mayo office. I think there's no question that we're going to see a surge in a crowded scenario. I'm in a mask indoors or outdoors.
What, so I don't spread it to all the dumb fucks that don't have a fucking vaccine?
Well, or catch it from and then spread it to people that are vaccinated that may have pre-existing conditions.
Yeah.
That if they catch it, they're going to get sick still.
Jeez. We fucking suck. Holy shit.
The state's numbers, this is Minnesota, were up sharply on Tuesday.
God, this is so
horrible.
This
is a local story from Minnesota. This doctor says, I think there's no question we're going to see a surge. I shouldn't do this Minnesota voice.
Right.
In a crowded scenario, I'm in a mask, indoors or outdoors. I already read that. It's a serious warning for us here in Minnesota. We're seeing the Delta variant really take over.
Damn. Wow.
He says, don't be deceived that, oh my God, dog.
Yeah, I got to take a picture of this. This is
no,
fun.
No.
It's really great. It's like
there we go.
How did she do that?
I don't know. She jumped up and she got
all those cords.
All of a sudden, just like a spider's web. She was caught in all these cords.
We're doing a podcast.
He says, don't be deceived that I got this far and I'm okay. This is a very different variant. It will find you. This virus will find everybody who is not immune.
It's coming for you, Florida. Don't get vaccinated.
And he's especially worried about children who are too young to get the vaccine so far.
Right.
Teens whose parents are on the fucking fence.
Stupid.
We're seeing a lot a rise in severe disease.
You know,
and hospitalizations among young people, he says.
Right. I have a friend that works for AutoZone and he's a manager and he manages a bunch of fucking stores in the area and he has to get vaccinated. they made him get vaccinated. He got the Moderna. And on his tag, it says vaccinated.
Oh.
And all the people at AutoZone, the workers and shit, make fun of him. And he's
I know
like,
who you're talking about.
He's like, yeah, he's like,
wait, don't they have to get vaccinated?
No. No, because he's a district manager. Oh. He goes around to
it. Oh, I see. Okay.
It's really fucking stupid. But he's embarrassed. He's like, yeah, man, I just don't, you know, they made me do it. They gave him They gave him $100 gift card to Publix. That is the thing.
What?
Yes, that's the
thing. Did you get $100 gift card?
No, we didn't.
I didn't get $100 gift
card.
We
wanted to get the vaccine because we didn't want to fucking die or pass the virus to someone. And that's weird for this area. A lot of people, you know, in Florida, I don't know if they're still doing that incentive that they were giving away gift cards to Publix or to wherever the fuck to incentivize people. Could you imagine? There's nowhere to
if I go get a booster, I want my $100 Publix card.
Well, let me tell you something. We're going to get as soon as that shit's available, we're getting that shit. Yeah, I'm on the we're on the list already. We're already on the fucking list. Fuck this shit.
The U.S. government today.
All the Moderna bitches if you don't fucking want it.
The U.S. government on Wednesday.
Fuck you, dumb, sickly assholes.
Extended the closure of land borders with Canada and Mexico to non-essential travel, such as tourism, through August 21st, even as officials debate whether to require visitors to have received the vaccine. The latest extension for 30 days came from the Department of Homeland Security after Canada said it will start allowing fully vaccinated U.S. visitors on August 9th, but now they're pushing it back.
To all my dumb fucking friends not vaccinated, well, you could go down to Walmart and get it for fucking free.
Get it for free everywhere, I think.
Oh, my God. How am I supposed, like, when I visit you in the hospital with a fucking, when you have a ventilator down your fucking throat, how am I supposed to act around you? Can I make jokes? Can I? Because it's going to be hard not to. God.
LA is shutting down all their restaurants again now.
Here we fucking motherfucking go. Jesus.
The restaurants throughout the region there are already struggling to staff up to meet the high demand for dine-in meals. But now they're also being hit disproportionately hard by a rise in new infections. Especially among those who are unvaccinated.
I want to take these unvaccinated people, march them into Walmart, and make them get the jab if you got to hold those motherfuckers down. Because this is not fair to people like at Vital Experience and myself.
This week, both, it doesn't matter, Bottega Louie and in WeHo and the Village Idiot in L.A. In the Melrose area announced temporary closures. The Village Idiot said it would close for a few days after a fully vaccinated staff member tested positive.
God fucking damn.
Well, they're testing positive, but that, you know, they may not be symptomatic because of,
hey, God,
because of the vaccine, but they can possibly still spread it.
You know, it's, I don't even know what to think about. You know, people here are just so stupid. And, you know, I'll talk about Florida and the fucking rednecks. Sure. I mean, you're armed, you're strapped, everybody's got guns. So, I don't know, because you're scared of everything. You respect hurricanes because you can see them. You believe in God, but you can't. You can't see that shit. You have faith in it for some fucking reason. And I know you haven't read the Bible because a lot of you are nearly fucking illiterate, but then you won't get the vaccine. But you have faith in this Jesus garbage, but not in this science stuff. What's happening? What went wrong? How did people get so fucking incredibly, like, remarkably stupid?
I think they have been. Yeah. I just think media helps them them coalesce into a giant Voltron of stupidity.
Were you, the pandemic really revealed?
Yeah.
Voltron. It really revealed how dumb we are. It really did.
Well, sure. Yeah.
And exposed
a lot of our weaknesses.
So dumb that we don't even have the ability to all say, let's wear a mask so everybody doesn't die. Or let's get a little vaccine. Get your Fauci ouchie. Jesus.
Texas hospital has reported its first case of the Lambda COVID variant.
Fuck yeah, Texas. I see you. Good job,
as
baby.
Cases are rising across that state. The Lambda variant was first detected in Peru in August.
Yay.
From April through June, that variant made up to 81% of COVID-19 cases in Peru.
Right.
The World Health Organization characterizes this as a variant of interest.
Oh, does it?
That has been detected in 29 countries
now. Yay. You know what's funny, dude? We're naming all these variants and then we're going to be naming all these hurricanes. It's great. I mean, goddamn. We have variants coming up from South America as well as storms. Anything else?
Right now, the medical director of diagnostic microbiology at Houston Methodist says, I don't think there's sufficient evidence at this point that we should be more concerned about Lambda than Delta. I still think Delta is our primary concern.
But should we be concerned? Is he saying we should be concerned or?
He says there's a lot more evidence we have that Delta is much more contagious and the viral loads are much higher.
Oh, good guys. You know why? Because people aren't getting vaccinated. That's why. It's your fault. These loads are huge because of you guys. You bring these huge viral loads. It's your fault. God. So the loads of viralness will be so huge that our fucking fancy-ass Moderna will not be able to handle it. Fuck.
Well, I don't know about that.
I mean, I'm like walking around.
I mean,
like,
if you still, I don't know that being infected with a larger load, if you're already vaccinated, I think you're still going to be okay. But
see, listen.
I think the you might feel a little sicker.
The thing is, like, scientists are supposed to do all this shit. And we went through a time where Trump didn't want to let the scientists do dick. And then we had to do science. We're sitting here talking about viral loads. Why are we talking about this?
Meanwhile, my home state of Illinois.
Yay.
Somehow, they're now concerned about an uptick.
Okay.
It's in Chicago and in Illinois.
Not a corona. Is there anything else? The locusts? There's anything
like
that?
It's easily the most talked about. While it's of the Delta variant, it's of concern in Chicago. Other variants that are just as concerning are taking hold more quickly.
In Chicago.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot said, we are sounding the alarm because we are starting to see this uptick. However, the Sound of Music will still race through Grant Park next week.
Oh, taste
so
of Chicago.
So will an expected 100,000 Lollapalooza attendee.
No, don't do that. Damn. Damn it. That's a soup. That is.
As of Monday, Illinois had 10,592 cases, twice as many as it did a month ago.
Is Disney World still open and shit?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Jesus. Anybody catch COVID in that small-ass fucking spaceship you went up in?
But apparently they have discovered right now the Gamma variant is accounting for four times more of the cases in Illinois.
How many fucking variants?
Delta.
Do we fucking have? Lambda, Gamma, Delta?
Alpha, Beta.
Anything that starts to fuck a... Yeah, we got them all.
Alphabet again, Delta. I don't know where we're at. Six or seven so far.
We're going to be through the Greek alphabet. We're going to need a new fucking alphabet. Jesus. We just want to go out and do shit, but we can't because of all these fucking
right
people.
Now, Illinois is tracking six different variants.
You know, is
the Delta is not the biggest one right now that in Illinois. The lesser talked about Gamma variant has four times more cases right now in Illinois.
Perfect. I mean, what are we supposed to do? Just go home, wear masks, wait for people to get vaccinated. We're just waiting. This is pissing me off because we are all these people that say I'm holding back. You're killing us. You're literally killing us. Fuck off. I got a friend who told me that. He said the exact, oh, I'm just holding back. Go fuck yourself, motherfucker.
This is a Brazilian variant.
Oh, perfect. Oh, nice.
Gamma.
That's very nice. It's a Brazilian variant. Full bodied, acidic. What's your favorite variant?
Doesn't finish great, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's really hard on the throat.
Kansas City hospitals are turning away patients already.
Oh, okay.
Due to the surge.
Why? They're full?
Yes.
We already went through this. We fucking went through this already.
Well, right. And here we go again.
I got my shot.
You don't think we fucking learned from last time?
I got my fucking shot.
Yes.
I got two my fucking shot. I got dose, baby.
Two of them.
And yet I can't go out and live my fucking life because you motherfuckers are holding back and you don't want to get the vaccine. Fuck off. Oh, my God.
Meanwhile.
Oh, so much rage. Yes.
In Texas.
Matthew McConaughey has it? Is he infected?
The CDC.
Yay.
Is now monitoring over 200 people in 27 different states for possible exposure to an infected Texan.
With what?
Who has the monkeypox. The infected individual contracted the disease in Nigeria before coming to the United States, stopped in Atlanta, and then went to Dallas. Brian just Googled monkeypox.
Oh, don't look at Google Images. Damn it. That sucks. I don't want that.
State and local officials are working with the CDC to follow up with people who may have come in contact with the disease.
Was it me? How many people in different 200 people spread across? It sounds like a game spread across
being
27
monitored,
different states.
Those being monitored include people who sat within 6 feet of the sick person on the flight from Lagos to Atlanta.
Okay.
People who used the mid-cabin bathroom on the flight. Airline workers who cleaned the bathroom. Flight attendants, some family members of the sick individual.
Oh, God, that sucks. I'm sorry you have the monkeypox, but how did you get the monkeypox? Just going somewhere weird?
It's considered a rare disease that can cause widespread rashes, fever, headaches, muscle aches. It's a virus has similar features to smallpox, which is more, but not as dangerous. It's not as dangerous as smallpox.
Okay, good, good. But it is the monkeypox. It is dangerous, though. What,
I don't know.
Fuck it. Fuck it! Go out there, lick, 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 suck, 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 breathe, 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 trip, trip, trip. The monkeypox are coming, baby. It doesn't fucking matter. Let's light it up. We're fucked. We're fucked.
Bring everything on.
Bring it on, motherfuckers. Damn. Ugh.
There's got to be some good news somewhere, right?
I was out there this morning, like, putting up comedy flyers to get people to come to a fucking comedy show. I hope you're all vaccinated. Fuck. God.
We're
all just gonna telecommute and live in our homes, you know, VR thing. Can I catch monkeypox through VR?
No.
Sure.
No, virtual monkeypox.
Let me tell you something. I've never had either virtual or non-virtual. I will take virtual.
The global warming. Well, I guess we're not ready for good news yet. This is crazy. Shit is so bloody hot.
Hello.
In Dubai.
I've got the monkeypox, I do.
That they have now, they've now got some drone technology that goes up and zaps the clouds and makes them rain.
That's weather control, and that's in lots of movies.
Weather control.
Is it?
They're controlling the weather.
Are we in Alex Jones land? Well, does it work? Fuck, do that over here, man. Zap some fucking clouds and get the water the fuck out of here. That's what we need, right?
This is from the Mirror, but no, so. As Mother Nature hasn't help till now, it says, Dubai has come up with its very own way to create rain as it grapples with a 50 cent, 50 C heat wave would be half of 100, which is 210, so 105 degrees maybe-ish?
Well, whatever you
105,
say.
110?
A lot of Americans will agree with you because they don't know how to do what you just did.
Well, 100 degrees Celsius is where water boils, which is
right.
210 degrees Fahrenheit.
So now they're at 105 degrees Fahrenheit?
But even
Celsius?
Though the scale isn't exact, if I cut it in half, I figure it'd be around 105, 110-ish.
In Fahrenheit?
Yes.
Okay, that's hot as shit. It's hot as shit. Wait, this is good news. You're telling me they've got a machine that can go up in the sky and make water fall from it, correct?
Wake up non-believers. Oh, the rain will never come. Mother Nature hasn't helped till now.
Yay.
Dubai is now making rain. The city in the United Arab
make it rain.
Emirates.
This dollar bill
has come up with
cloud.
Drone technology that shocks clouds into producing rain. Part of multi-million dollar or whatever they spend there efforts to tackle the blistering weather and bring up the meager average of just 4 inches of rainfall a year. We had that in like 15 minutes during that fucking hurricane.
Now, how much does this drone cost? Can I get one?
Well, not yet.
Just to make it rain whenever I want to over here.
The country, one of the most arid on Earth, is currently grappling with a heat wave, regularly seeing residents roast in temperatures of 50 degrees centigrade.
Why don't you just turn up the fucking AC? Why do you have to make it rain from the sky? I mean, can't you do that?
What do you mean?
In Dubai, I mean, don't they live in like...
Or just put some fountains at the top of those giant skyscrapers?
Yeah, I mean,
let it rain down.
Just AC your whole country.
So they've started trialing using drone technology, which unleashes electrical charges into the clouds, cloud seeding.
Right.
It prompts the clouds to clump together and form precipitation.
Do you think this could be used nefariously, this technology?
Yes.
Someone will make it rain too much. Or take the rain away from someplace that needs it.
Right.
Or just create chaos. What else can this right. drone do?
Or make it rain on someone's wedding day, which is right. ironic. It says the drones seem to have been so effective that yellow weather warnings were issued in other parts of the country where it's also been tested.
See?
Like it rains like hell.
Right. Okay. This is
so we need to find some middle ground, I guess.
End times. So what'll happen is AI will be in charge. See, why don't you just put AI in charge of it? And you have, I don't know, you have a bunch of sensors on these fucking drones. And whenever a sensor goes off, that means it's time we need more rain. So they go up there automatically, fuck with the clouds and come back. Bam.
Oh, at one point they thought it was too much.
Well, they
at one point, the downpour was so dramatic, concerns were raised over whether the technology had gone a step too far.
Oh, I bet it has.
As it had caused flooding.
Oh, well, then it did go too far, guys.
Professor Martin Ambaum from the University of Reading.
Hello!
Has been working on the cloud seeding project.
Jolly good!
One of the 9 rain-enhancing strategies being funded by the UAE since 2017. So there you go, science.
Wow, guys, got to be careful with that shit. How do you make it rain
clouds.
Too much? I mean, how do you know? It's like,
well, there, you know,
instead of zapping that cloud,
can
twice,
you unzap it? It would be then be the question. Can you?
Because we really need the technology needs to be where we can get rid for Florida. Anyway, we need to get rid of some of this water, man. Like some of this fucking water has to fucking go. It's too much.
Well,
water.
That whole global warming thing. Is,
well, I don't know. I mean, can't we fucked, zap so. The water? Make the water disappear?
No.
Or like make
you
it,
do the fish.
I don't know. I mean, there's just so much water that it floods when it rains just a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, I think you can
because
zap that, the water
because
and the fish,
that big wet blue thing is, but the, is if, just three blocks that
you
way.
You can take 3 inches of water off that motherfucker. And
yeah.
The fish will be fine. There's plenty of water in there.
Well, right.
How do you do
but,
it?
But how does one?
Get a fucking drone, man. They figured this shit out. They made water
removing
appear.
3 inches of water from the entire...
It's a, and it's adjustment.
All of the oceans.
They made water appear.
Would be gazillions of gallons,
but,
nonetheless.
Well, and then they made it appear.
Yeah.
Those scientists can figure out a way to make it disappear.
Well, it doesn't appear. It moves around.
Can't we...
Because the moisture's in the clouds.
What if we build a hose and we siphon off the extra water and just send it into fucking space?
Okay. We could build a giant space laser and zap the
Elon
zap
Musk
the water.
Wants to go to fucking Mars for some reason. It's like, dude.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, but we need, you got to do something about this planet. We got to save this planet, you know?
Oh, yeah. Some are working on it.
Send us some of those drones and maybe somebody over here can finagle a way to make it zap the water, you know? I met a guy, he's a repair person, and he told me he could fix anything. He's like, I can fix anything. It's like, I go into thrift stores and look for broken shit and I fix it. And it's like, I bought new shit. Give that guy the drone.
What they would love to do so much, they would love it, is when they go door to door for their vaccine education, they would love for a conservative from middle America to go and just shoot them and say, you're not giving me a vaccine, and shoot them. I mean, they would love something like that to happen.
And imagine if it does happen, they will frame that on a Trump supporting MAGA conservative, you know, patriot.
Would it be?
There are multiple clips out there, as Right Wing Watch points out, of commentators on these right wing nut job stations literally advocating, saying, if Biden comes to my door, he's going to meet my to verify I got the COVID vaccine. He going to meet my Second Amendment.
So, yeah. So I guess we need to be real broken up when they croak.
Now they're saying if that happens, it's totally going to be a false flag, totally set up.
It's not going to happen. You're caught in histrionics, I think.
He's like, they're going to frame it as, yes, as the MAGA world.
Hey, man, they're coming. They want to.
They're going to frame it as what it is. They're framing. It's not an abstract painting. They're framing a photograph, you twat.
I mean, we can't negotiate. They want to negotiate with this, with humanity surviving this thing. They want to negotiate with science and say, I don't want to do anything. I just want to wait it out.
Yeah.
And that just means a shitload of people will die. I mean, you know.
Door to door for their vaccine education. They would love for a conservative from middle America to go and just shoot them and say, you're not giving me a vaccine, and shoot them. I mean, they would love something like that to happen.
And imagine if it does happen, they will frame that on a Trump supporting MAGA conservative, you know, patriot. But in fact, was it a plant? You know, I mean, I can see these false flags coming.
Oh, yeah. The it's actually scary to think about what they might already have planned out and planted out. It's pretty frightening, because they're desperate right now and they want to resort to anything and everything.
Well, what are we
talking about? They're out of their fucking minds. So they're just saying any lunatic that starts shooting.
Right.
Someone that asked them if they got a vaccine.
Yeah.
That's got to be a false flag.
It's interesting.
And it's certainly not Trump's fault.
I think, was false flag, is that thing, did Alex Jones make that a thing that everybody talks about? Is that his doing?
No, it's been around a while.
Right, yeah. Right. I mean, you know, man, I don't know. You hear shit like this, and are we supposed to, I don't know. These unvaccinated people, I don't know how I'm supposed to feel about them. And I don't think it's hatred. But it is what I feel. I have hatred in my soul for these people. All they have to do is get a fucking shot.
Oh, here we go. Poor Ejemplo.
Yes?
If something goes against your conscience, if you know, all right, because God told you, we're all created by God in his image, and God gave us certain rights that no man can trample on. If you know in your heart that something is wrong, that someone is telling you to do is wrong, do not comply. It doesn't matter if there's a law on the table or not. Do not go along with that. That's your responsibility. If everyone does that, it all ends today. And if they try to press their luck, we have the Second Amendment.
God.
There you go.
God. They don't understand. You know,
Jonathan Wickman. Some pastor. But I mean, countless examples of this where they're saying, Don't comply.
Was that Deanna Lorraine earlier?
Yeah.
Okay.
With Stu Peters.
You know, it's interesting, though. She is right, though. She did. I do agree with her one thing. People are desperate. They are desperate. And when you hear scientists talking about these new variants, they sound a little desperate and serious. Yeah. And it is desperate. It is desperation. Where no one's getting vaccinated. And that's making people that give a fuck about America's health in general to seem desperate. People are desperate.
And we must not obey unconstitutional stay-at-home orders. We must always hold sacred our right to freedom of speech. And if necessary, not be afraid to use our Second Amendment in order to make sure and secure all of our rights. That's
God.
Josh Bernstein. This is Right Wing Watch. They're following up the tweet of Deanna and Stu talking about, oh, if that ever happens, it's got to be a false flag. Whoa. By all these examples of these right wing dickbags saying exactly what we're talking about, advocating,
yeah,
telling people be ready.
You know,
Second Amendment.
That's what they say, though. That's what they say. Be ready. I remember right before January 6th on my Facebook feed from people, some people I went to high school with, I kept seeing things. Get ready, guys. It's happening. It's going to happen. Get ready.
Yeesh.
I think we should expect more crazy shit from these fuckers.
Definitely.
I mean, God.
So this conservative censorship is true across the board. I've been banned from, you know, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook has banned me, put me in jail many, many times. I'm sure you and your program, being as bold as it is, you've experienced the exact same thing. And so people that say that this is not an attack have lost their mind. This is an absolute attack on our First Amendment right. And I tell people all the time, look, when it comes to our church and what we need to say and remaining open, that when they impede upon our First Amendment right, we'll meet them at the door of the tent with our Second Amendment right. But
God, you're beating everybody. You guys have the upper hand in everything. These Christians act like they're being attacked. They don't pay property taxes.
That's their whole vibe, yeah.
You little starfishes. All you do is you're leeches.
Then
you're vampiric leeches.
One of my personal favorites. We haven't heard from him in a little bit.
Oh yeah.
See if you can name this loon.
And then of course you got Bill Gates.
Oh my God, Dave the Firefuck.
Prophet Mark Taylor.
Mark Taylor, damn.
Prophet Mark Taylor.
Now listen, I was thinking about the wrong person. I just said the wrong name and title.
Well, you said firefighter.
Did I say? Oh, he is a firefighter. Yeah, well, yeah, and yeah. A prophet.
Former firefighter, current prophet.
Mark, are you a better prophet than you were a firefighter? I mean,
and then of course you got Bill Gates, who needs to be arrested. Hashtag arrest Bill Gates. Hashtag genocide. He's basically saying.
Why are you hashtagging your conversation on this stupid show?
Well, I think he's stupid.
Hashtag.
And on my Twitter feed here, that he says, getting vaxxed is not your choice. He says it needs to be done on a global scale. Mandatory vaccinations. It's not your choice to have.
Hashtag dumb.
Hashtag genocide.
Hashtag Bill Gates is coming for your asshole.
Hashtag Mark of the Beast.
Genocide. Hashtag the storm is coming.
Vaccination. Folks, this, stuff like this is what the Second Amendment was made for.
There you go.
They all get the same fucking copy for it's their the same, it's damn they podcast.
They all have the same, yeah. I mean, they all have the same. What arguments do they have? Logical.
Yeah, they don't have any logical arguments.
Yeah.
In fact,
remember.
I mean, you know, I just want to know, was he a better firefighter than a prophet? Or does he still fight fires? He retired. He's out of firefighting.
I believe he's now just fleecing dumb people. Yeah.
I could see how if you're tired of firefighting, you're like, well, do I want to run into a burning building today? Or do I want to sit here and record a bunch of bullshit
and make tons of money?
Yeah. Is talking he making about tons of money?
Well, he's got to be making some money somehow. It's all he does.
Does he have
he's
an agent?
Author?
He's an author.
I would. That's how he started.
Fake news.
No, how he started. What he wrote a book.
What book did he write?
It was about when he supposedly died and went to heaven. Oh.
Hey, Mark Taylor, congratulations. You're an author. You join a very select group of people that write things like Ernest Hemingway is an author. You know?
You guys are the same. Sure.
Imano, you and Ernest Hemingway are the same motherfuckers.
Don Jr. is an author.
Shit, man.
So,
Dickens, author.
Huh?
Jane Austen, author.
Sure.
Danielle Steele, author.
Yeah.
Stuart Woods, author. Mark Taylor, the prophet firefuck, author.
Yes. Sean Hannity.
Sean Hannity's an author.
Multiple times an author.
Who?
Multiple
who?
Times.
I need to know who has, I for some reason, I think there should be a list of people that read all of Sean Hannity's books. Could you imagine? What? How long can you last through a Sean Hannity book?
Me? Not very long at all. But
does he read his own books too, or does he get like?
He probably does the audio version, I'm sure.
Oh, right. I'm a professional. His face looks like a, for some reason, from his neck up to his forehead, he looks like the half body of a pug dog for some reason. He's a very strange looking dude, Hannity.
Estimated $250 to $300 million.
$300 million. $300 million.
Estimated.
Oh, man. Congratulations, man. Good job. Boy, oh, boy. He must be proud of himself. It's good.
Live Free or Die.
Yay.
Conservative Victory. These are all his books. Deliver Us from Evil.
Hot.
Let Freedom Ring.
In Bed.
Winning the War of Liberty Over Liberalism.
Ooh, that's very, how do you do that? How's that going for you, Dick Bag? Is he winning the
conservative
war?
Victory, defeating Obama's radical agenda.
Obama wanted gay people to be married, and also he brought us healthcare, Obamacare.
Yes.
Scary. Very yes. Radical. Radical.
Most recent book, Live Free or Die.
Live Free.
And the World on the Brink.
Or Die. The Brink of
Last
what?
Year.
What's the world on the brink of? Corona? Or just like Democrats?
No, I don't know. It's about, yeah. It says it discusses the nature of American freedom, democracy, individualism, and how they reflect the politics of the country and the world.
What
does this idiot fucking know about?
He must be paying a guy to write. I cannot picture that lughead.
Oh, you think he didn't write it?
Yeah, I don't. I do think he didn't write it. I think somebody wrote it for him. I mean, or else he's like, huddled over a typewriter with a cigarette and a cup of coffee. I don't see it. Not with Hannity. Oh, I got my neck skin caught in the ribbon. I swallowed my typewriter. I didn't mean to. It just fit right through my mouth and my giant neck. Well, I don't have a neck. I mean, my giant head. I joked on it.
Oh, he sold a disturbing number of books, to be honest with you.
How many?
One of his book deals was the deal was between $5 to $10 million for a book.
God.
Live Free or Die was a number one bestseller on Amazon.
Live Free or Die. I need something else at the end. It's like Live Free or Die Hard. Something like that, dude. It's missing something. Live Free or Die is ... You know?
Yeah. Don't you think? Hannity's first book in 10 years debuted at number one on Amazon.
Ooh, it's like you wrote a book, waited 10 years, and wrote another one. That's good marketing.
Oh, but guess what? Guess who spent almost $1 million buying books?
Oh,
the Republican Party.
Of course.
Bought $1 million of Hannity books of the last one hand out to their cronies.
If someone said, Ryan, write
Look
a book.
Look at that.
I will give you $1 million to give it to, I don't even care what group. Hell yeah, I'll write that book. Give me a pencil. Leave me alone.
Pencil.
I'm writing a book. $1 million. They had a pre-order of $1 million for Hannity's book.
Yes.
What happens? They just tell him how to talk
to between $5 to $10 million. Right.
Does the RNC, then, does he owe them for that? I mean, I would think so.
Them spending $1 million.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I would think he owes them. I mean, I would want something for that.
I mean, I don't know. I guess.
Surely. Hey, Hannity, I need you
I
to
think
give
he
me
pays
a
them
shout
back
out.
Pretty well.
Yeah. Oh, you think he's already?
Nightly.
You're right. What would he change? We need you
what
to be
more can he do? Yeah.
More of a racist.
So that's what's going on there.
Good news that we've got this drone that can fight these storms. Bad news that Hannity's, somebody spends all that money reading Hannity. I mean, God, he sells so many books.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, other shit is on the shelf just sitting there, right?
People are traveling like cray.
Yay!
Meanwhile, pretending that nothing's happening.
You know, literally are on the way from Alabama into Florida. It was just a traffic jam of people going on vacation.
Well, now the Federal Aviation Administration, just in the past week, recorded almost 100 cases of unruly airline passengers amid a surge in aggressive and violent behavior at airports and on flights.
So wait, you're not allowed to take a weapon to protect yourself on the plane, right?
Of course not.
Of course not. But wait, look what I'm getting sent into. What do I fight with?
According to the updated numbers, thus far in 2021, there have been 3,509 unruly passenger reports.
What would you use, like knowing what's available in the plane at your disposal, in your seat area? I guess you have to use a pencil or something to defend yourself.
Are they coming at me?
Well, they might. I mean, how many instances?
Are they trying to pry open the door or something?
If they are, they need to be stopped.
Well, they can't. So, you know, let them pull on it and somebody hit them in the back of the head. The pressure won't let them open that at altitude.
The pressure, this is how that goes. The pressure is supposed to not let this open.
And they're the ones that get sucked out.
Yeah, that's right.
But the majority of those incidents, of the 3,500 and so, are related to non-compliance with the federal mask mandate that remains in place for flights and public transit.
You know, this is how you get on a plane these days. I don't even know where you get this. I want a total bodysuit that includes my face. And just, I want to be totally contained.
Full hazmat outfit?
Hazmat, but I also want to have it stab-proof. And so no one can fuck with me. You know what I mean?
Kevlar hazmat.
Absolutely. I'm getting on a plane, guys. All these unruly people. God. I mean, what are we going to do? Are we going to have, like, the guardian angels drive right on planes and beat the shit out of anybody that goes nuts? Do we have to do that? Jesus.
They've been finding the fuck out of people now. They recently issued a $10,000 fine to one passenger who refused to wear a flight,
you know,
or mask during the flight.
I'm gonna, if I ever have to fly again, I'm just gonna get a window seat and get just kind of contain, just cover my face and just exist in like a latex kind of container, maybe something like that.
Or if you have to go somewhere, just get a big hamster bubble.
Or
it's one of those big hamster
plastic,
clear plastic bubbles, and just,
oh my God,
just roll yourself.
Well, there's issues with that because it's like, oh, I'm going down the steps. I can't stop. Oh, and look, I just fell into the water. I'm drowning.
They float.
These float. These are supposed to float
for a while.
For a bit. I get COVID. I got the monkey pox. God, this world is, this podcast is, today's podcast is, here's why the world's a fucking horror scene. Monkey pox. Go fuck yourself.
And as a result, some airlines are now teaching their flight attendants like basic self-defense skills.
No, wrong. Hire people whose job is that. Hire people whose job is that. You cannot expect people to prep the plane, do drink service, and all the other fucking bullshit, and kick ass. That's not fair.
Airports are now conducting training sessions for members of the cabin crew to learn aggressive self-defense moves, specifically designed for fights in close quarters.
Jesus, this is nuts.
The moves include the double ear slap, the eye poke, the groin kick.
I can do all those already. Bam.
Former trainer Scott Armstrong says these special moves have been designed because you don't want to get into a long, drawn-out fight.
Okay, so these are kill shots that we're talking about.
Well, disabling. Or at least enough to let you get away from them.
These are flight attendants. And flight attendants, unless you're giving them a huge bump in pay, this is not their gig. If you want someone to go on there and protect people from shit that goes down on a plane, hire someone. Like in the movie Snakes on a Plane, Samuel Jackson. Hire someone like, what's his face? Bruce Willis, somebody like that. You know what I mean? But the real version.
Well, they do. Don't they have, don't we have, Air War, Air Rangers or Air Wardens or whatever the fuck they call them that ride on the,
I think they're Sky Warriors.
Something like that.
Yeah. Air Rangers, plane Rangers,
air,
but they're not, they're only on a certain amount of flights. And these are cops. Now we're getting into cops. Right. These are cops. We don't need cops. We need people with fight experience on planes that can, in close quarters, beat the shit out of somebody who's acting up. We don't need cops.
Last month, a Delta flight was forced to make an emergency landing after a passenger tried to break into the cockpit. A separate flight, another passenger was jailed this month after he was locked in the plane toilet after attacking the cabin crew and trying to bite a female flight attendant.
That's crazy, man. These are biters. Listen, why are you locking people in the toilet? We need somewhere to lock these lunatics, not the toilet.
Oh, you think there needs to be a brig on
There needs to be something. It's like, oh, the flight attendants were able to fight this guy back into the toilet. That is not a solution. We all need stun guns or something. I don't know. I just don't like that these people, they think they can get on planes and cause all kinds of problems. And when you get on a plane, your job is to sit there and do your part so the plane lands without erupting into a ball of fire. That's what we want. And if you're up and about fucking around, causing problems, being violent, you're not answering that question. You know what I mean? You're on the wrong team and you need to be dealt with. Bigly. I sound like Trump. Don't fuck with planes. Oh, I hate people that do
Everybody's
that.
Saying it.
It blows my mind that everybody, people think you get in a plane. I'm like, anything we can do to have this thing not fucking just burst into a million pieces in the air. That's what I'm thinking the whole time I get on until I'm off that fucker. And it blows my mind to think people will get pissed off and sort of forget that the world they're in is very, all it takes is one bird to fly through the engine and that's all, folks. Now these people are fucking around, being violent, doing all kinds of extra shit. It's crazy.
We also have some other news.
You know what? You need to put them somewhere. It's not the bathroom. And you hit a button and the bottom falls out of the fucking thing and you just eject those fuckers. Get the fuck out.
This is... you'll have an opinion on this one too.
The snakes?
No, not yet. this is a follow up.
Crab diving follow up.
To something that happened last year.
Yes.
Why is this taking so long? The internet's still going.
I see one more thing about this flying thing. The thing that why it's terrifying is because when shit happens on a plane, somebody like me will automatically assume, it's 9/11 again. The plane's being taken over. We're going to be flown into a building. I don't know what that crazy shit is back there. Should we all get together and go get those motherfuckers before we... Well, I mean, shit, man. I'm just saying what I think on the plane. I'm like, are those terrorists? Do we need to fuck them up before we die? But no, it's just some fucking little snowflake complaining because they don't want to wear a mask. Or something like that. Oh, it's infuriating.
This, I guess, is, well, I don't know, good news or whatever.
Yes.
A couple here, in California.
Yay.
I'm not here anymore. We don't live in California anymore. Right. Over there in California.
Yes.
Whose gender reveal party was blamed for starting a deadly California wildfire.
That's right, Pat.
Are now facing up to 20 years in prison.
Well, I mean...
They're charging them with involuntary manslaughter.
Wow. How much of the country did they burn down?
They killed people.
Yeah.
The Refugio and Angela Jimenez have been charged with several offenses, including involuntary manslaughter, over the El Dorado fire. The smoke bomb they used at the gender reveal party in September sparked the blaze in which one firefighter was killed. Others were hurt. The fire lasted more than 2 months, covered over 22,000 acres of Southern California.
Fucking months.
Destroying homes and other property.
How long did they know that they did that? They knew it the whole time that it was their fault. God damn it. How does a smoke bomb start a fire that big? This is where you need those drones with the... See, if we had these drones that can make it rain, could we, instead of raking the forest like Trump suggests, just send these little fucking drones over these fires and have them zap clouds? Can we do that?
I guess so. It takes a little while, but it's not like instant.
It's not?
No.
How long does the drone have to be like?
A few minutes.
Oh, I mean, that's not bad. Get one of these things.
They're facing prison sentences extending up to 20 years if found guilty on all charges.
Damn.
In February, a 28-year-old father-to-be died after a device he was building for his child's gender reveal party exploded.
What was it?
Who knows?
Dude, let me tell you something. If you're planning one of these parties, this is what I'm learning. Hire someone that makes bombs that does this for a living.
Don't have a gender reveal party. Why are we suddenly having these?
And you know the problem is, the problem with the gender reveal party is it automatically puts, this is a boy, and this is going to be a goddamn boy when this boy is born, and he's going to fight fires, and he's going to,
big swinging Republican Schwanzenberger.
Yeah. I mean, and maybe, I don't know. I mean, aren't we learning that?
No.
That gender can be fluid and maybe...
Well, we are.
Right. And maybe what we don't need to do is say, this guy's a man! Explosion!
Right.
In America, we need to figure out how do we celebrate shit without blowing shit up? Because every fucking night down the street when these goddamn blue wahoos win, they shoot off fireworks. And it makes the dog nuts. Right? Isn't that shitty?
Well, yeah.
And it makes probably lots of dogs fucking crazy, man. Quit blowing up shit.
A couple of years ago, a woman was killed by shrapnel from a homemade explosive device.
A gender reveal
party? That hit her in the head and killed her instantly.
Don't do these.
They built a contraption to release pink or blue powder, revealing the gender of the new baby, which they aimed to film for social media. But instead, the device they built exploded like a pipe bomb, sending pieces of metal into the air. One hit this woman who was standing 50 feet away. Some pieces of debris flew more than 100 yards.
Wow. I'm surprised these gender reveal party, they don't get a call from like bomb makers. Hey, I saw what you did. Wow, you took out that fire burned for 2 months. I want to hire you.
2 years ago, a man shot at a target so it would explode with either pink or blue powder, but it ended up sparking a 47,000-acre wildfire in Arizona.
But that's smaller than the other one.
That raged for a week, yeah.
Can we stop these? We need a law saying none of these. We can't have this. This is a thing we can get rid of, can't we?
This one we didn't talk about.
No, fuck.
Another gender reveal party. This was a couple of years ago. Caused some controversy. Because this is the Clybert family had a unique gender reveal video.
Right.
They're from Louisiana.
Okay.
And they filmed the dad hands a big watermelon to a giant alligator, which snaps its jaws shut on the alligator, and blue jelly comes squirting out to let you know that it's gonna be a boy. And this one actually went okay, but the internet was outraged. This guy runs an alligator farm.
Can you wait? Somebody filled the watermelon with blue jelly.
They filled it with blue jello. Yeah.
You know what you can do if you want to do it a little safer.
And they gave it to the alligator, who chomped down on it, and then there was blue jello everywhere. And surprise, surprise, the baby's gonna have a dick.
You know, I'm just saying that people that have a knack for making explosions that don't go the way they think it's going to, or whatever the fuck. I don't know if these people shouldn't have kids. You shouldn't have a kid if your thing is, you know, I'm going to do today, I'm going to fill this watermelon blue jello, let everybody know I have a boy when he chomps down on it. You don't have a kid, pull out, please, for the love of fuck. Pull out. Is there any way people, we need to make it so vasectomies are free.
A car.
For real.
In Australia was doing a burnout, and it was supposed to emit the blue or pink smoke. But that went disastrously wrong when the whole vehicle suddenly burst into flames.
I remember that one. Didn't we do that one?
We may have, yeah. I mean, this has been going on for, this is like a greatest hit.
How do you do that anyway? I mean, what's the,
I assume the smoke is fake, but you're mixing the tire smoke that you're doing of the actual burnout. In with either blue or red smoke. Unless they have some way of, they have some special tires that burn blue or red smoke.
What we're discussing now is how we are just, God, we're just so bogged down in this white trash shit, man. It's so deep in this country. The white trash is so deep that we're doing burnouts to say you have a child. A burnout. Which, how do you even, I don't even know how to do a burnout in a car. You know.
Well, how you got to have the right kind of car. And you just.
What do you do?
You just gotta
hit the gas and turn the.
Well, yeah, you can hit the parking brake, the handbrake.
Oh, I've seen that in movies. Yeah,
and
so when I'm going really fast, I hit the parking.
Well, no,
brake.
That's to spin out. But I mean, just to stand there and do a burnout,
right?
You step on the gas, you can hold the parking brake and get your tires spinning.
So I could do a Tokyo drift, pick up the brake, swing it around, and then step on the gas. I'm having a boy. And then run over people.
Well, sure, I guess, yeah. Or catch on fire, totally.
I love that we're so concerned. We're so pro-life in this country, inside the fetus. Everything outside is who gives a shit. People are blowing themselves up to announce that they're pregnant. Some guy's feeding a watermelon full of blue jelly to a fucking alligator.
That one is pretty crazy.
That guy should not have a child.
I mean, nothing went wrong, I guess, unless you think the alligator's being exploited.
No. These are swords of Damocles moments. All of these. If your parents are people that blow shit up on the regular to celebrate, it's a ticking clock until you get fucked up. And daddy did something wrong, and now you're in the emergency room, Junior. Daddy's alligator did something wrong, and now you're getting a penis transplant or some shit. I'm serious. You know, these are all dangerous people we're talking about.
Well, yeah.
A smoke bomb. I'm pregnant. Here's a 3-month fire. That's crazy.
Congrats.
How old? I mean, that kid, I mean, their parents will be in jail, but then the kid will be born, right?
I would be surprised if these people really do any jail time, but
okay. Jeez. So I guess
they'll probably be, you know,
fined.
Yeah. Yeah. And
how do they explain
a couple years probation or whatever? Cause there was no intent. It was just really, really,
they're really
profound,
really
stupidity.
Stupid,
yeah.
Stupid people. And so what age do they sit down and tell their kid that they did this gender reveal party and burnt?
We only killed one guy. We only killed one fireman.
How much forest did they burn? I mean, how many
tens
trees?
Of thousands of acres.
Your parents killed so many trees because of you. And that's not fair. But that's what that kid will have to live with.
Yeah.
People say, you're that kid that your parents wanted to announce that you're a boy. And then they burned the forest for like 2 fucking months. That's some heavy shit.
Join us every weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. And always available on Crab Diving or at crabdiving.com and on your favorite podcasting application.
You know, the thing is, it's like some people are so shitty. You just, I don't even know how you make people, like, just don't do anything. How do we inspire stupid people to not do anything?
Oh, Eric Clapton on the wrong side again.
Oh, no, I thought you'd say he was dead. No. What did he say?
Eric Clapton says he will not play shows where proof of vaccine is required.
You fucking asshole.
What a fucking asshole.
You rich fucking asshole. Got it. You know what? Fuck you.
I wonder if that motherfucker's vaccinated, though.
Of course he is. Of fucking course he is. He's vaccinated on his private jet, going to these vaccination orgies or whatever the fuck they have. Remember they had those, the rich people went to COVID-free parties.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I have a problem. That Eric Clapton guy, he wrote that cocaine. Mm-hmm. It's a worse song, and it's like everybody plays out here. It's like every goddamn bar you hear that at least once, you motherfucker. Ugh. So many other good songs you could play from Eric Clapton.
Clapton issued his statement in response to Prime Minister Boris Johnson's announcement on Monday.
Yay.
That vaccine passes would be required to enter nightclubs and venues.
Well,
Clapton's statement was shared via the Telegram account of film producer, who cares, Robin Minotti, who's also been skeptical of the COVID-19 vaccine.
Okay.
Following the PM's announcement, blah, 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 I feel honor-bound to make an announcement of my own. I wish to say that I will not perform on any stage where there is a discriminated audience present. Unless there is provision made for all people to attend, I reserve the right to cancel the show.
Dude, I don't understand this. If I was a performer, I'd say, good news, everybody. We're only letting vaccinated motherfuckers in here. Let's party.
Well, that's what a lot of people are doing.
I wish.
And then there's assholes like Clapton.
I mean, I would do that if I could. During the pandemic, what I thought when I would have shows is that people would come in and they would show me their vaccination card and they would sit down.
And now, how'd that work out?
It did work out. And I remember early on, I have a friend that's a pharmacist, and I don't give a shit, got us in early to get vaccines, kind of, because there was leftovers that people weren't using. And I remember calling people and asking, do you want to get some leftover vaccine? You can get it early. They're like, no.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
It was tough.
Couldn't give it away.
I really thought that everybody would be showing a card to get in venues and stuff like that. And I'm always so fucking wrong. No, why isn't that reasonable?
Why isn't it reasonable?
Yeah.
That because we have a lot of people in this country that are really not informed. Yeah. Really well or intentionally ignorant.
Guy, you know, I'm going to say this is going to make me sound incredibly stupid. Eric Clapton's British.
Yes.
Fucking A. God!
Wait, you didn't know that it was British?
You know, this is how I felt the first time I saw the special features of The Walking Dead when the actors are interviewed. I'm like, oh my God. Rick is fucking British. Eric Clapton is a Brit. Is he really?
Yeah, I didn't know. Yeah.
Oh my God, dude. You exported cocaine over here, that song, and it's at every fucking dive bar like 5 times an hour somebody fucking plays that in Tennessee Whiskey. Shame on you. I was like, why is Eric Clapton chiming in about what's going on in England? He's British!
Oh, yes, he is.
He doesn't sound British when he... Layla.
Well, yeah, you don't always sing...
He doesn't sound British at all. Accent. It just doesn't seem British.
I mean, he's been here for a while.
Sorry,
Cream
Eric.
Was way British.
Yeah. Anybody well, else want to come out as
there
British?
There you go, everybody.
Anybody else want to come? Is Def Leppard British?
What?
Is Def Leppard British?
I don't believe Def Leppard is British.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Okay. God, I had no idea. Eric Clapton. I guess I'm stupid. Damn, I didn't fucking know. Nobody told me.
Oh, they are. Def Leppard is British.
Jesus!
I stand corrected. Sheffield.
Fuck. Rat?
Well, now I don't know. I was going to say no, but now I could be wrong. Look at all these great British exports.
Oh, yes.
That we absolutely. Don't, that we don't remember. No, American. Rat.
Oh, wow. Rot. Because it would be rot. Hello, I'm with rot.
Glam metal.
Twisted Sister. Dee Snider is American. Not that it matters. I mean, you know, okay. I like Eric Clapton better because he's British, but I still kind of, and I hate him for what he's saying about this shit in it. And I hate that cocaine song. So mixed feelings about Eric Clapton.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I have mixed feelings about John Cleese.
Fuck John Cleese.
Oh, you don't have mixed feelings about John Cleese?
No, I don't because
it's the same kind of shit. Different subjects, but
I mean, could I do without Eric Clapton music? Fuck yeah. Could I do without John Cleese? I've had enough. If he's gonna be a cunt, oh yeah. No, Eric Clapton, you're canceled.
What about J.K. Rowling?
Canceled.
No more Harry Potter? Well, there won't be any, I don't think, but
canceled. I could cancel Eric Clapton. That's okay. I don't need it. I'll listen to somebody else that's not a fuckhead.
What have we got here? Got
some
a bit
other British
left
guy.
The big old show.
Allman Brothers are American and not British.
Yes.
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Way American. Yes.
Damn, I feel like an idiot. Queen is.
But interestingly enough, Queen the country band Alabama is from Bristol.
No. I'm walking off the show.
But this is Alabama. A different kind of song, one could say. This is. Do you know where Tarrant, Alabama?
Fuck no.
T-A-R-R-A-N-T?
Tarrant. Is it Tarrant?
It's in
Tarrant.
Tarrant.
Alabama, yes. Tarrant, Alabama.
Jefferson County, does that help?
How many Jefferson counties do they got to be in the South, right? It's like so many.
Oh, it looks like it's near Birmingham.
Birmingham! Oh, my God. Do not go into that state saying Birmingham. They'd be like, come here, boy. I'll put you in a container.
Right near Birmingham, Alabama. Well, Tarrant, Alabama City Councilman Tommy Bryant is his name. And I'll let you guess what political party this gentleman.
He's a Republican.
Subscribes to. He is amidst pretty significant calls to resign.
He must have done something. Damn, Tarrant. What's his name?
Bryant? Tommy Bryant.
Tommy, you're in the middle of fucking Alabama. I mean, Roy Moore made a pretty good run for his Senate seat and lost, barely, but a profound diddler and known diddler. You must have done something super duper fucked up.
Well, listen.
The N-word.
I mean,
hey,
I know I'm
do
black.
We have, hey, do we have,
how do you want to address what I have to say?
Do we have a house nigger in here?
Yeah, you. Okay.
Do we? Oh hey, God. Do we?
This is the city council meeting.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Do we? Hey,
yeah,
do we? Would she please stand up?
Y'all are seeing this, right? Camera.
You hear the people saying, yeah, you guys are seeing this, right? On camera? He, now, apparently someone... Apparently, somewhere in the past, some black person, I don't know the whole story, had called one of the black city council members a house N-word. A black person had referred to her as a house N-word.
Oh, my God.
So apparently this guy feels because a black person has used that term, that's what he... I think is how he's defending himself. I don't fucking know. But you hear the silence when he's.
Yeah. You know, in Tarrant, Alabama, I'm looking at where this is, and it is near where I was driving. And I told you there. I mean,
well,
I'm going to say something
And you're not going to shock me.
Okay, I'm going to say something. There is a real issue with race in Alabama.
Think so?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, oh my God, there's so many thin blue line flags.
Oh, really?
So many. Wow. So many. And so many, like, and Confederate flags, you know? And snake flags, the don't tread on me flags.
The councilman later said he was only repeating what Tarrant Mayor Wayman Newton, the city's first black mayor, called city councilwoman Veronica Freeman. In an interview, Bryant said there was a difference between his use of the N-word and Newton's alleged use of it. Wow. He said it in a derogatory manner. I said it so people would know what the mayor said. The mayor was being derogatory toward Veronica Freeman when he said that.
Perfect. This is good. This is a good argument. Good. This I actually think this guy is a city councilman.
Yeah.
Look for him to be the senator of Alabama. Or fucking governor or something.
He's running for Supreme Court justice.
Oh, he's a SCOTUS.
Yeah, right. Alabama's Democratic Party executive director said Alabama still has a long way to go when it comes to race.
This guy who's in charge of the Democratic Party of Alabama, does he drink?
Oh, I would hope he does, yeah.
All day. I mean, Jesus, how rough.
Alabama Republican Party Chairman John Wall said the behavior is completely unacceptable in any setting.
Really? I bet not, John. I bet in your backyard when you guys are shooting at squirrels or whatever, you can rattle off a few.
The Alabama Republican Party is deeply troubled by the racially charged outburst and disrespect shown by Councilman Tommy Bryant.
Is that the Onion?
Such language is completely unacceptable in any setting. No. And even more concerning coming from an elected official.
It is, but it is acceptable in Alabama. I mean, how many times, you know, it's horrible, but you guys say it all the time. Don't act like it's not something Republicans don't say. I mean, you're goddamn.
Oh, that rolled off his tongue.
Oh, abso-fucking-lutely.
Really easily.
How many annuals is Kay Ivey featured in blackface? All of them. Everyone, anytime Kay Ivey had a yearbook, she was in blackface, right? There's like four times.
There was disturbing. God. There was a lot of that going around.
A lot of
sadly.
Blackface. I'm just saying that, yes, this is right up your alley, and I'm not shocked. Are you shocked?
No.
It's Alabama, man.
Well, and he's just saying, fuck you. I'm not stepping down.
What?
He's not stepping down.
I mean, I'm looking at Tarrant, and I know it's full of Proud Boys, it's full of Confederate flags. You know, he loves it up there.
Boy. That's what's going on in Alabama.
Yay, Tarrant. Let's fuck.
That's where that story is. I'm sorry, but it's too late. Alabama doctor, so she's a doctor, on treating unvaccinated COVID patients. Dr. Brittany Cobia. Said that all but one of her patients in Alabama did not receive the vaccine. So far.
Okay.
The vaccinated patient, she said, only needed a little oxygen and is expected to fully recover.
Despite these unvaccinated fuckers.
I'm admitting young, healthy people to the hospital with very serious COVID infections, she says. One of the last things they do before they're intubated is beg me for the vaccine. I hold their hand and tell them, I'm sorry, but it's too late.
I'm sorry, but it's too late. But you were holding back. I'm going to wait until it's too late and I'm nearly dead and then it will be too late. It's crazy.
It's insane.
I don't know what else to do other than laugh about
it. I don't understand it at all.
I have close friends that won't get vaccinated. And they make fun of me when I say, get your fucking vaccinations, you goddamn morons.
Get that.
Don't you people have family members that you're worried about getting sick? What if you get your parents sick? Oh, my God, you fucks.
Also from the Nobody's Shocked file.
Yes.
You know, recently we talked about the laughable hypocrisy of these Catholic bishops getting together and voting that Joe Biden shouldn't be able to get his cookie on Sunday.
That's right.
and Kamala and those that are any pro-choice, anybody that's outwardly pro-choice should not be able to.
Right. Well, what happened
to
was
get their cookie and wine on Sundays?
We got all these child rapists together, and we made some decisions.
The
sorry, Biden.
United States Conference of Catholic Bishops recently voted to approve a document concerning the Sacrament of Communion. The measure would prevent politicians like Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, who have voted to allow abortion rights, from receiving the Holy Sacrament. It's going
she
nowhere,
doesn't
by
give
the way.
A shit.
Going nowhere. It would have to be, I believe, unanimously voted upon, which would never happen. And then if that, in the unlikely event that happened,
yes,
it would get kicked up to the Pope for his anointing.
Oh, yes.
And the Pope has already condemned these bishops for being a bunch of assholes.
Jeez, boy. So this is a, this is just the Catholic Church just doing more fucked up shit.
Yeah, yeah. Old white men. Mostly.
Cool.
These older Catholic priests, of course. So the person who at this meeting of these bishops.
Yes.
I guess they turned the mic up so that he could be heard over all the grinder apps going off. sounded like a Vegas slot machine room. Yeah.
We've lost Grindr, guys. It's gone offline.
Well, and ironically, the General Secretary of the USCCB, this is the Catholic bishops that voted.
Hello!
This guy that read the voting results at this event, right. Monsignor Jeffrey Burrell, has now resigned his position.
Uh-oh.
After cell phone data revealed that he had the gay dating app Grindr.
Oh.
Uses it and regularly visits gay bars.
Well, so what?
Well, exactly. Who cares? But
yeah,
it's the hypocrisy of it.
It's crazy.
And that
their lives.
Let's talk about the Bible for a moment. Never mentioned in the Bible.
No.
Abortion.
Right.
Homosexuality arguably mentioned in your Leviticus. But so if you're going to be against one and not the other. Why would you be vehemently against abortion, which isn't mentioned in the Bible, except for a recipe on how to do it in the earlier chapters?
That doesn't sound like don't do it.
And an actual part that's written that says, you know, man, it's an abomination if a man lies with a man.
Whatever. God, I mean, I don't know.
Which is all bullshit.
Yes,
you know, I feel
crazy.
That.
Crazy.
But if you're going to
right
latch on to something in your religion and be a hypocrite about it and say, no magic cookie for Joe Biden.
And the Catholic Church's mission to me, I mean, they I'm sure they have a mission on paper, but to me, the mission seems to be to rape children, to shit on gay people, to, I don't know, make money, get that collection plate going. But if part of your mission is you're going to make life shitty for gay people, and then you want dick as a gay man, then you shouldn't be able to have dick. You shouldn't get any dick. If you're telling all these people they're going to go to hell for having dick, and then you're just going to go have a big helping of cock, then I'm sorry. Cock. You should get a big helping of cock. You don't want these other people to have cock, but you get all the cock you want. That's the mysterious Jesus shit, isn't it?
There you go.
Damn.
Was it Mencken? I think it was Mencken that said, I'm going to paraphrase, morality, true morality is when you do what's right despite what you're told.
Right.
Religion is doing what you're told despite what you know is right.
Oh, God, I thought you were going to say religion is doing what you want, and if somebody keeps you from doing it, you shoot them.
No, not quite. It's little...
We're getting there. We're getting there?
Mencken was around a while ago, so...
Yeah. You stabbed him.
There you go. Catholic Monsignor.
Yes.
Who squealing, one of the ones squealing that Joe Biden shouldn't get the cookie.
Joe Biden should get a cookie. Quit hiding child rapists and diddlers and things of that nature.
Exactly. Just such hypocrisy.
What other organization? I mean, we have a... What do we
Didn't
have
that Jesus dude in that book say, you know, pull the whatever out of your own eye?
I don't know.
Pull the shit out of your own eye before you look in other people's eyes, something like that?
Right. I think it was talking to that bird that was eating his eyeball out when he's on the cross. Get out of my eye, motherfucker.
Which I don't remember in the Bible, by the way.
Mel Gibson's like, you know what this
might have been Mel Gibson taking liberties.
I want to know who thought of that. I mean, it has to be him. It's like, what animals do we have available? Well, we have a crow that's trained. We have a koala. We also have a penguin and a, what else do we have? We have a snake. Which one do you want?
Oh, yeah.
I'll take the crow. We're going to have his eat Jim Caviezel's fucking eyeball out. What do you think about that, Jim?
No tegus?
They don't have any. Did they have tegus? I bet tegus are expensive to rent for like a movie. Yeah,
probably.
How much for a tegu? You got to take four of them. I only want one. Sorry. By the hour?
The tegu rental?
No, you got to have a tegu for a whole fucking day.
Yeah, you rent them by the day.
I would say, no, you got to have them a day to rent.
A game show pilot one time that had a lot of animals involved. Ooh. And actually one point about a week before the pilot shot went up, had to go up in somewhere in the middle of California where this giant ranch is, where this guy supplies animals for Hollywood and for shows and stuff like that. And there was some kind of meeting and we went around and met all the animals and stuff like that. It was kind of fun.
This little koala bear is off to North Hollywood for a shoot.
The biggest shit show. One of the biggest shit shows I've ever worked on because it was, don't work with animals.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Don't work with animals.
Yeah, man. Especially like.
And we had also the craziest director ever.
What were these animals like? Were they aggressive or safe animals?
No, they were all pretty safe. Yeah, they were all safe.
Like sheep, horses.
The cows in the pilot were the actual California cheese cows.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I got a selfie with the...
With the cow?
California cheese cow, yeah.
These cows... How do you know which cow is best for cheese and which is best for meat?
Butter, California milk? California milk cows. The California milk cows.
Right, right. And they make good cheese?
Well, they're famous.
No, they're famous for their cheese.
Well, they're... Because they make funny commercials. But I met the actual two cows that did the commercials. I felt very privileged.
They were nice. Makeup.
Actually, there was a Komodo dragon that was used too.
Those things go into
that motherfucker was big
feeding frenzies.
Big
Komodo dragons go into feeding frenzies where all they can think is food, 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 and I have to tell you, in front of them is food, 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 food.
The least cooperative of the animals to get what they wanted it to do.
I'm not going
to
get my mark. What I will
be surprised. Yeah,
yeah. I'm going to spit. They spit venom, right? Or they're their saliva. Maybe
their bite is a lot of nasty bacteria in it.
Right.
It infects right away.
You need back. If you get bitten by a Komodo dragon, immediately Bactine.
Right? Sure. Clear it right
squirt,
up.
Squirt, squirt,
squirt. Oh, I will ask that he be disciplined for that.
Ooh.
First of
No. Oh man, this is the guy again that puts together this. Those are all made from Rudy's sampled fart.
What's this guy spent how many hours in his studio?
He spent a long time. Wah, wah, like.
I don't think I can listen to this anymore, man. I don't know.
He said he couldn't sleep one night or something like that. Yeah, it was just after 2 a.m. I couldn't sleep.
Hey, but you know what? That Rudy, it's melodic. Let me get out Audacity in my computer.
What's this one?
Download some shit. GarageBand.
Rudy.
The answer exists in Constitution. Very interesting speech, and I'm hoping that I can add some gravity to it. This is what my life has become now.
Hello, this is Rudy Giuliani with Rudy's Common Sense. Today.
Genius. Wait, Rudy is saying that's his podcast.
This is his podcast.
It's Common Sense?
Rudy Giuliani's Common Sense.
The Common Sense. To have a fake trial about an election fraud that didn't happen. And now I'm going to fart in front of everybody. And my hair.
We're going to look at what is appearing to be, or almost about to become, a constitutional crisis.
Good work.
Oh, it's going to make me laugh too much.
This guy, stop sleeping and keep creating this shit. It's very good.
That's Rudy Giuliani, America's mayor.
How long does that go on? I mean,
2 minutes.
National crisis is not unknown in our republic. We've had them. They're always very jarring. They're always very difficult. They're always very unnerving because the Constitution should flow, we believe, very, very easily and without any real problems. There shouldn't be too much dispute about interpretation.
Okay, I gotta stop. Oh.
That's ridiculous.
I'm like 12 years old.
Oh, my God.
No, that's so funny.
Made me cry. I mean, it laughed so hard.
That's so important. I mean, we have, you know, it's so, I'm so glad that guy did that because that's what we need. I mean, we're so like,
we need to humiliate these motherfuckers and make them
pay
to the clowns.
Fucking pay. They need to be locked the fuck up. And we need more songs from Rudy's asshole, apparently.
I mean, just think about.
So, guys,
what if you're like,
I wanna
you're like his grandkid or something, and
Rudy?
Yeah, and I mean, this is your grandfather's legacy.
This is how Rudy's grandkids are. Oh, my God. My grandfather is a fucking flatulent, you know, heavy white supremacist guy who butt dials people often and his hair melts. That's grandpa.
And of course, that's a somewhat unrealistic notion. But the one beautiful thing about our republic is that
it's just like it's like 1,000 little cuts. It's like he can't get through a sentence. It's tough for him.
Oh, man.
Is there any more?
It goes on, yeah. Okay. I'll play more throughout the show, but I have to recover.
So does Rudy, probably. I mean, God, I need to go to the doctor.
And people in the room with him.
Yeah. Did Rudy get the vaccine? He got COVID,
though. He had COVID, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I don't know if he went and got the vaccine. Whew, okay. It was a very good laugh. Thank you to David Dominey Fowler on the YouTube.
The farter was a viable candidate for president at one point.
I guess so. Yeah.
He wasn't always.
He was the front runner for a minute in the before there were any actually votes, right? But in the polls, he was considered one of the front runners, wasn't
right.
he?
Early and by this time, he's already a flaming drunk.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you're gonna have Rudy do something, it would need to be like a long time ago, right? I mean, now he's just impossible. He can't do anything.
I don't know how.
So this is pretty funny. I mean, he did this kind of.
Even before, I think it was.
Rudy, I would get this fart guy to work.
Talk to
for
people
you.
In New York. They thought he was an asshole.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But shouldn't Rudy just hire this guy to score all his public speaking events?
Yeah, right, right.
He doesn't need him, really. Actually, Rudy doesn't need him. He does it himself.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yay.
You may have heard of her.
Right.
Is, unshockingly, she said something else shitty.
Yeah. That's her thing.
If I was in charge and I had my way, I would come down on China so hard. I would put tariffs back in place and they would be more strict than President Trump's because those tariffs work. I would kick out.
They didn't.
What did she say? If she were president or if she were
if I were in charge?
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus Christ.
If I was in charge and I had my way, I would come down on China so hard. Mm-hmm. I would put tariffs back in place and they would be more strict than President Trump's because those tariffs work. I would kick out every single Chinese in this country that is loyal to the CCP.
I would kick out every single Chinese in this country that was loyal to the CCP.
This is scary.
How does one determine that?
I don't know, but I do know her constituents, a lot of them probably love this.
Oh, God, yeah, yeah, yeah. Very soiling themselves in glee.
Oh, my God.
I would kick out every single Chinese in this country that is loyal to the CCP.
And
they would be
gone.
I do not care who they are.
If you sign one of those documents that says that, you've got to report.
Back to China. I don't care how much money you have, how much land you own, how many businesses you own. How much money you've donated to colleges and universities. I don't care about who your kid is and how many students you've sent.
So Jack Ma, all these guys, all these people that
are
part of the
CCP, they go back. They go back.
This is Steve Bannon, by the way. This is his podcast, the War Room.
This is more like the fascism.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
This is crazy.
America first.
Oh, my God.
Well, in 30 seconds, you also got Wall Street. Would you cut off? Would you immediately make sure that you could not fund these? You could not raise money? You couldn't go to the capital markets? You couldn't lend money?
We should not be funding CCP companies. We should not. We should not be. We should stop doing business with an enemy that is trying to kill us and did kill us.
Agreed.
Oh, and did kill us. You know where she's going. With the Wuhan virus.
God. I was going to say, I agree with you. We should stop fucking with our enemies like you. She's an enemy. She organized that shit. You know she helped do that January 6th shit. Her fucking cameraman buddy that hangs out with her all the time was part of it.
Yeah.
Storm the Capitol. Her friend.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a representative, can you at least... If you're a representative in Congress, can you tell your friends at least to not storm the Capitol?
Yeah, maybe.
My God, you fuck.
Hey, guys.
Oh,
could
shit.
Could you not smear shit on the walls?
Oh, that's right.
Maybe.
I have to exit stage left. Early.
Oh, you're leaving. That's right. Ryan is leaving a few minutes early. Yeah. Well, we'll send you off with this.
At times of crisis, difficult decision making, very, very
I'm
close.
I'm probably only going to go for another minute or two anyway, because I was kind of running out of stories. But Ryan has something he has to leave for, so he'll be back tomorrow at the usual bat time.
Yeah, I'm trying to produce more comedy so I can get people out there
at
with
the
these
variants. That's right. He's trying to thin the unvaccinated herd. One other story I was going to touch on before we get the fuck out of here. Don't forget, we appreciate you guys buying shit through our Amazon link at amazon.com or crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that or you use the link on the webpage, every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commissione. Doesn't cost you fuck all, just helps us out here, by giving us a little, like I said, commissione. The infrastructure deal looks like it might not be going so well. All these games of chicken going on. And now the little squealy Republicans are hinting that they may not advance the measure. There were a handful of them that it looked like might support this infrastructure deal, the $1.2 trillion package. It says it's about a month after the president stood shoulder to shoulder with senators from both parties at the White House. Now it looks like, Chuck Schumer last week said imposed a deadline, raising the stakes by forcing an initial procedural vote that would allow debate to formally begin on the bill, even though they're still arguing over the deets of it. He's playing the game, trying to set the Republicans up to vote, look like they're voting down these infrastructure bills. So now the Republicans are squealing and they're upset about how they think they're going to pay for this infrastructure package, including $579 billion in new federal spending. Mitt Romney says that he and his fellow Republicans are not going to be, we're not going to be voting for it today because the deal hasn't been finalized. So we shall see. They're still squealing about the fact that the Democrats are going to put this bipartisan bill through, get all kinds of good stuff done there, and then use reconciliation to push through a second infrastructure bill with all the good stuff in it, like child health care and child care for poor families and all kinds of shit like that. That isn't just roads and it's the human infrastructure and our social infrastructure. And that's what they're all squealing about, the Republicans, that they don't want to happen. They're like, we're not going to vote for this one. If you're just going to vote for use reconciliation and ram that next one down our throats, it's not fair. So, but fuck them. I mean, it's baffling why the Democrats have even gone this far. You know, this is one of those another instance where Biden and everybody wants to appear so bipartisan when those motherfuckers on the other side, the last thing they have been in, I don't know, 30, 40 years is remotely bi fucking partisan. Again, if it flipped and we lose the Senate and the House, and then somehow they take the presidency back in 2024, it will be a nanosecond before Mitch or whatever scumbag Republican that's in charge of the Senate nukes the filibuster, because they'll want to ram through all of their fascist bullshit, and it'll be gone in a heartbeat. All these Republicans are like, you got to save the filibuster. We'll suddenly be like, the filibuster isn't fair. So we all know that's coming. We shall see what goes on with this vote. They're probably going to scuttle the initial the take to debate that Schumer's putting out. And they're going to just keep dragging their asses. Then the Democrats are accusing the Republicans of trying to delay and just keep punting it down the road. They're probably trying to kick it down the road to 2022 until the next election, and hope they can take back the House and not have to pass all these evil things that the Democrats want to put out there that are, you know, all good and help people and stuff like that. That's the last thing the Republicans would want to fucking do. Also in the news, thanks for joining us, everybody. Ryan bailed. He's heading to I don't know where he's heading. Somewhere. I think he's in town, but he's working on a local show. Go to RatedRComedy.com or RatedRComedy on the Instagram, the Twitter, the Facebook, or the TikTok. Check out what he's doing. I have got, this is from my beloved home state of Illinois, actually from Chicago. And I talked about that there was, you know, the occasional racism where I grew up on the south side of Chicago, like most of the time. Now there's another incident there of some asshole who was standing at the urinal at Pete's Fresh Market grocery store on the west side of Chicago when there was a 19-year-old black kid who was in a black guy, a kid, 19-year-old, can go and die from the country. Can't drink beer. Figure that out. But there was a 19-year-old who's also autistic, was in the bathroom. And this asshole, Philip Jort, 44, started yelling racial slurs to the kid who was washing his hands. Yelling about white people building this country. He tried to keep the 19-year-old from leaving the bathroom, punched him in the stomach while still yelling racial slurs. This is like unprovoked. The 19-year-old exited the bathroom after a struggle in which he punched Jort and knocked him down. Surveillance video then picks up showing this asshole following the 19-year-old out of the bathroom, throwing punches, didn't make any contact though. The 19-year-old's grandmother, who was waiting outside for the kid, said that the guy was screaming racial slurs. And then two Chicago PD showed up that are, or they worked there as security off duty, and which is insane. This guy continued, apparently one of the police was black, and this guy continued yelling racial slurs at the black officer. Later the guy said he admitted that he was intoxicated and that he's not a racist at all, but he doesn't like, quote, he doesn't have a problem with all black people, just certain ones when they act a certain way. Well, that's how we all are. We all have problems with certain people who act a certain way. But these racists think that they can get away with all this fucking bullshit. I got to go. Fortunately, Ryan left close to the end, so you don't have to listen to me ramble on. I will be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting application or crabdiving.com. And then thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon, or use the banner on the webpage. We get a little commission. Check out what Ryan's doing, RatedRComedy.com, RatedRComedy on the Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok. Have a great evening, everybody. We will hit you all up tomorrow.
You little son of a bitch, socialist cocksucker.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.